It's currently a crime to cause or contribute to the death of what's called an unborn quick child, that is a fetus that can live outside the womb. But legislation filed by Seminole Representative Larry Ahern and Lakeland Senator Kelly Stargell would expand the definition to include any pregnancy.
Well, it doesn't matter whether or not the offender knows the woman's pregnant, that's irrelevant, or even quite honestly, if the woman knows. You still have all the same prosecutorial decisions with the state attorney to whether or not they want to prosecute. There have been some questions about what part of gestation. Like I said, you still have the same, the state attorney would have to look at the situation and decide if it was enough evidence to prosecute.
Abortion rights groups have opposed such bills in the past because they give separate legal protections to a fertilized egg. But Planned Parenthood of Florida spokeswoman Kelly Dupree says the measure isn't currently top of mind.
It's very early in session, so we are trying to prioritize our efforts to really make the best impact for women and families in Florida. And just right now, the bill's not prioritized, but of course, we still have some concerns and we're going to keep an eye on it. But for the moment, it's not the top of our list.
This is the ninth time the bill has been filed in the Florida legislature, the third consecutive time for Representative Ahern, who saw it pass the House last year. He says recent cases may mean the third time's the charm.
We had a case in point in the Tampa, St. Petersburg area, where the woman was shot and killed, and they're trying to kill the baby, in essence, usually the boyfriend, but the baby survived. Now, he's been charged with her murder, but not the attempted murder of that child. So we have some flaws that this law seeks to correct. I believe this session will be the most important session for this bill.
There is also a trial set for next week in Leon County in the case of a man accused of murdering his pregnant ex-girlfriend. She was 21 weeks pregnant. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.